Are you even listening? That's a strange way to start a conversation, isn't it? Today is Friday, April 4th, from Ave Maria Radio. This is Michigan Mornings. Good morning from Ishpeming. I'm Matthew Handley. In a few minutes, we'll talk about the different types of listening, but first, let's begin with our local news. It's a good day for the pro-life movement here in Michigan. Several Planned Parenthoods across the state are shutting their doors at the end of the month. The closing locations include Jackson, Petoskey, and Marquette. Additionally, two centers in Ann Arbor will be merging in May. Planned Parenthood is one of the nation's largest abortion providers. They cite the Trump administration's freeze to Title X funds as the cause of the closures. In Marquette, the pro-life pregnancy resource center, the Care Clinic, says they are available to provide ultrasounds, STI and STD testing, and treatment services. If you or someone you know has an unplanned pregnancy and is seeking options, look for a pregnancy resource center near you to make an informed decision about you and your child. Stellantis is laying off nearly 900 employees in response to President Trump's tariff announcement. The layoffs will impact workers at five of the automaker's U.S. facilities. Stellantis also announced it will be pausing production at two of its plants in Canada and Mexico. In a letter to employees, the company says it is assessing the medium and long-term effects of the tariffs on operations. Automakers are now facing a 25% import tax that took effect yesterday. Plans for a proposed electric car battery plant in Mecosta County have stalled. Goshen Inc. North American Manufacturing President and CEO Chuck Thielen said that their environmental studies for the plant are now on hold as they work through a lawsuit with Green Charter Township. In 2023, the township approved the development agreement, but it was rescinded by a new township board in 2024. Goshen sued in response. The battery plant became part of the 2024 election messaging in the state due to Goshen's ties to China. Detroit attorney Todd Perkins has announced he is running for mayor of the state's largest city. Perkins says he's running to give back to the city where he was born and raised. He joins a crowded field that includes several city council members, local businessmen, and an activist. Perkins says the city needs a mayor that puts the people of Detroit first and works with the business community to benefit everyone. And the Great Lakes Water Authority is reviewing its systems to determine where water main breaks could occur after an unexpected failure caused millions of dollars worth of damage earlier this year in Detroit. GLEWA Chief Executive Officer Suzanne Coffey says the welded steel pipes usually don't break catastrophically, so they're analyzing where else it could happen in their water system. Workers are inspecting the condition of specific pipes, searching for leaks, and looking for deterioration. This is Michigan Mornings. Now this.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
In the Motor City today, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high near 54. Tonight, we'll see some rain after 8 p.m., and our low will dip to 44. Tomorrow, expect rain in the early morning hours with a high near 55. Sunday, we have a chance of rain and snow in the early morning hours. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 48. Monday, we'll see a chance of rain and snow in the morning, then rain in the afternoon. It'll be partly sunny with a high near 49. In the Saginaw Valley today, we're looking at mostly sunny skies with a high near 52. Tonight will be rainy and our low will dip to 40. Tomorrow we can expect a chance of rain in the morning. We'll have cloudy skies with a high near 51. Sunday will be mostly sunny, nicer, a little cooler with a high near 46. And Monday, snow is likely in the afternoon. We'll have mostly cloudy skies with a high of 41. Welcome back to Michigan Mornings. I'm Matthew Handley. There are different ways to listen, both in our prayer life and in relationships. Jacob Popchek joined Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchek on More to Life to talk about some of the different types of listening.
I have a really great mentor who's been really helpful in my life, and he kind of puts it this way. He's one of these real outdoorsy kind of Catholics, and he talks about how listening effectively means listening like a monk. And he compares that to what he describes most of us as doing, which is listening like a spear fisherman.
What a great visual.
Right. So he says a monk, you know, sits there meditatively and absorbs everything without agenda. And certainly, you know, in the Catholic mystical tradition, we're familiar with this idea. You sort of enter into a space with God, and you're going to let your mind wander with him, and you don't have a particular agenda for it, right? You're able to absorb whatever he's bringing up. And if he brings up something that's very small, you're able to sort of just explore that and be present with him in that. And you know, you're able to in kind of total silence, just absorb and absorb and absorb and be okay with it kind of traveling in any direction. That's how a monk listens. Right? That's how a monk listens to God. Hopefully, you know, that's how a monk listens to me in confession, for instance, right? But my mentor often describes it and says, you know, most of us are listening like spear fishermen. You know, if you look at a great spear fisherman, they also will be silent. They also will perceptively seem to be, you know, kind of listening, right? You know, similarly to, you know, how you might see a monk if you were just kind of viewing them 10 yards away, right? But they're listening in a completely different way. A spear fisherman is just listening for any kind of movement in the water that he can stab into, right? He's listening to react. He's listening exclusively to be able to grab at that fish. And that is how, unfortunately, so many of us listen. I'm not in a conversation with the people that I love most of the time, sitting there really absorbing what they have to say, allowing myself to go on that journey. No. I'm listening for the thing that I can grab onto so I can make a point.
More family life advice like that is available on More to Life. Listen live today at 10 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio or anytime on demand with our free app. The Ave Maria Radio app is available in your app store. Next week, we are having our membership drive here on Ave Maria Radio, and we could really use your support. Over the weekend, please pray about what you can do to support Catholic radio here in Southeast Michigan. I'm Matthew Handley. Lord willing, I'll talk to you on Monday. Until then, goodbye.